You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Drinks. But I did it. I did it. I drunk dialed Obama. I drunk dialed Obama. I drunk dialed Obama. I drunk dialed that man. Hey, it's me. Sorry to call so late. Yeah, you know, I was just calling about that gay marriage thing where you said that a marriage is between a man and a woman only. I mean, what was that? That was just pandering to the right wing, right? I mean, you didn't mean that, right? Because that is not the Obama that I know. I'm sorry, did I wake you? No. But you know, remember back with that anti-gay, anti-abortion pastor you had do the invocation at your inauguration? And what the hell was that? Anti-gay and anti-abortion? No, I know you said you're going to be inclusive, and so you were being inclusive, but do we have to be inclusive of them? I mean, can't we just be inclusive of the people who want to be inclusive and then not be inclusive of the anti-inclusive people? I mean, don't they opt out of being included by the very nature of being anti-inclusive? And didn't you say you were going to be the champion of all minority people and viewpoints and the most liberal president the nation's ever seen? You didn't say that? Did I just make that up? Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. We'll talk later. Yeah, go back to bed. Sorry, yeah. Okay, bye. There were others before you came along, like Bill Clinton, he could really dance. And there'll be others, I'm sure, I just don't know if they'll look as hot in those tight suit pants. I thought we were just getting started. I thought we were made for each other. I know I'm getting cornier, but don't you know that the way you tease makes a liberal even hornier? I did it again. I know. I had a lot to drink. And it just seemed important, you know? So I did it. I did it. I drunk dialed Obama. A drunk dialed Obama. Ugh. A drunk dialed Obama. A drunk dialed that man. Hi, yeah, it's me again. Yeah, just real quick. Why is Guantanamo Bay still open? And more troops in Afghanistan? What the fuck? No, I know. We all have tough decisions to make. I know you wanted to not make rash decisions. We don't want you to make rash decisions. That's how we got here in the first place. And frankly, doing nothing is an improvement. But, you know, just about that public option thing where you were like so willing to say you would drop it when the Republicans said they didn't want it. I mean, what's with that? I mean, why did they get to have any input? Oh, no, I know you said you were going to reach across the aisle. So you meant that aisle. Along with Republicans on the other side of it. No, I know, but come on, you didn't really mean that. I mean, why would you reach across to them? Did they ever reach across to us? I don't think so. Oh, I know you said you were going to bring the country together, but I didn't think you meant the conservative people too. Okay, sorry. No, that's not why I called. I guess I just wanted to say that I really missed the totally inaccurate image of you I'd created during the election. thing is, I still love you anyway. Don't die on the bomb. Oh God, don't die on the bomb. Don't die on the bomb. Don't die on that man.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.